Third Taiwan special for the week. Now, I said that I was going to talk about not making trouble today, and how. Well, I don't know how long I'll make this. I might try to make it short because I was long the last 2 days. But look, I'm dealing with a landlord. I'm dealing with other friends in Taiwan. I'm dealing with people, and I understand something that they don't. And of course, you know, when I was talking with them, I told them that the number one problem that we have is that my Chinese isn't good enough. If my Chinese would, and no, I've been in Taiwan for a while, and I am actually planning on really buckling down and studying Mandarin in depth. I haven't been able to because I've had other projects I've had to focus on. But that's what the point was this week, that, you know, we don't need to abuse people. I told my landlord, I said, I don't want to criticize. I want to help. I'm not going to try to tell you that you have to have an appropriate light switch. But I do want you to know the idea that would help Taiwan. Companies have these big problems because of their thinking, and I want you to know about it. I'm not going to boss you and be abusive about it. But you need to know there's a reason that Taiwan struggles with making money. And it's not just because they're Taiwan. It's because of the ideas that they're suspicious of. It's good ideas that they don't want to adopt and accept or come up with on their own. They don't want to come up with good ideas on their own either. They've got their stinking thinking, and they want to keep going that way. Well, it's the same thing with everybody. Sunday morning in America has its stinking thinking. It made them susceptible to manipulation from George W. Bush. Made them easy targets because they have their habits. You try to tell them we got to think different, they get mad at you, and they're suspicious. The very ideas that would have told the Sunday morning crowd to think independently, critically, to have their own unique good ideas, not just be minions, but to think more carefully, and then Carl Rove would not have, the architect was his nickname. It's what they dubbed him after he got the reelection. Carl Rove, strategist for George W. Bush, used manipulation tactics to play on the Sunday morning Christian crowd in America to get extra votes for W. And that's how he won both times. And afterwards, even Carl Levin's office was telling me that they had Christians calling him saying, I'm not going to be a puppet I don't want to be used anymore. I'm a Christian. I don't want to be used for the vote. I'm not a rubber stamp for the Republican Party. I don't like that. And it backfired and had a lot of people get irritated with W and Rove. He's lost his legacy because there was too much smoke and mirrors. Now, they wouldn't have fallen for that if they had adopted good new ideas before that. But if you try to tell the Christians to think independently, how to do Bible study on your own, it's not just because the pastor says there's a way for you to know what the Bible says itself. You try to tell them that, they get angry. The very ideas that would keep them from becoming someone else's pawn, which they didn't want to be, are the very ideas that they hated. And it's our ideas that perpetuate our situation, the status quo, our stinking thinking. And it just keeps going and going and going. Well, we've got it all over the world. We've got our ideologies in how to do education, how to teach people, how to do government money, how to make laws to deal with things, how to deal with road laws. So many things, we all have it. I happen to see the Taiwanese particular problems, but I've got a lot of my own. And in fact, I've had a lot of my own that they helped me see. And that's what this is about. See, as Americans, we have disagreements with other people and we just fight. In Taiwan, they're very focused on keeping peace, on being peaceable. They don't want to create a big disturbance. They don't want an uprising. They want to avoid that stuff. And they do so to a fault, but in a lot of ways, it's really healthy. My rich dad, a man named Dave Lewis, told me one time that the way to avoid fights with other people is to act like it's not a problem. Whatever your conflict with someone is, just act like it's not a problem. And I'd never heard that before. In America, you go to the mattresses about everything. Someone disagrees with you, they slight you, they fail to say hi to you, they say hi to you with the wrong tone of voice. You go fight them and beat them up and prove a point, right? That's how we do it. because you got to, you know, defend the it's a principle. You can't let people talk to you that way. We got to, you know, that's the attitude. And there's so much fighting. No one knows how to walk away. And there's plenty of teaching about it. A real man will walk away. There's a time to walk away. And there's a time to stand. That's one of the hypocrisies about Trump. You know, that everyone is, not everyone, so many people are upset about Trump's style, his tone of voice. But those same people start fights that they don't need to start. You know, the people that don't object to Trump are actually the people that walk away from fights and keep peace. And the people that don't like Trump, they're the ones that actually go out and start fights. Wasn't it Swindoll who said that when you see a problem, you know, in someone else, something about someone else really bothers you, that gives you insight into your own problems. The stuff that bothers us about other people is almost always true of ourselves. And one of the big things that Taiwan's taught me, and that I'm using going about these issues here in Taiwan, is that I'm not here to criticize and shame people and fight people. I could do the drama thing. I could go on YouTube and make a big deal about how stupid, you know, the electricians are, how mean whatever landlord is. I could do that. But then what do I get? What's that? What comes after that? That's not my goal. I'm over here in Taiwan. I want to learn and benefit. I want to benefit from culture, and I want to learn Chinese, and I want to understand other countries. It's three things, three purposes. I'm over here instead of other places. I want to stay in one country for a long time because some things, you know, drill deep. Get to know a few things really, really, really well. You don't want to have a shallow understanding of life. You want to have depth. If you go deep in one area, then you'll understand what types of treasures could be found in other areas. You don't have to go to those other areas. But it's not about how many areas you have a surface shallow level of knowledge about. It's about understanding what happens when you go deep with anything. But to do that, you've got to go deep with something, which means you got to do quality over quantity. I want to do depth. I think my time in Taiwan is just getting started. There's so much more I could learn. And I'm wherever I am, where I'm going to learn the best. So as part of that, though, I also want to help them if I can help them with something. But I'm not here as the American savior to do all the teaching and hand them, you know, McDonald's food free. There was a video on Africa. This girl, this American girl, goes to save Africa, and she gives she sees kids on the street, and she assumes that they're starving, and she throws McDonald's French fries at them, and you know it, and it looks ridiculous. And I think people in Africa made the video. Again, trying to point out our flaws. I'm not the grand messiah for Taiwan. But my goodness, if there's something I can do to help other people understand something and be better off, you bet I'll do it, of course. So, I'd be bad not to. So in as much as I can help other people without me having to be the grand messiah, I want to help Taiwan. But I'm going to do that by being patient and explaining things and being friendly. Being like the flowers that attract the bees with sweet smells, and the bees that attract the bears to destroy their homes with sweet honey. And, well, okay, that's a bad analogy, but you get my point. You know, it's, I'm here to be nice. Not only be nice, but I'm here to do things that can only get done if I'm nice. It'd be easy for me to go shame people, make a bunch of enemies, fail, go home, and think that I was right. But I want the Taiwanese to actually understand good life principles so that they can have those ideas go into their companies, so that they can make money, so that they can have a strong military to stand against China, and that will make America safer. Do I need to say that again? I want to help Taiwanese in what little way I can. As I'm also learning, my payback is to help Taiwanese understand some basic good principles so that they will use those in the job market and in the workplace and in their companies and their design work, so that then those companies will make money and, of course, pay taxes, so that the government will have money to spend on defense and protect us all from China better. That's what I want to do. And I'm not going to do that by being mean and condemning people and proving a point and winning arguments instead of winning minds. So I'm talking about it everywhere I can. Maybe we'll actually see the right stuff get done. If not, at least opportunity presented itself, and I was sure to talk about it and get others thinking about it, and I know that those others are talking about it. Love you. See you next week.